This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to episode 71 of the Dread Indian Show and stop talking or I'll tape your mouth shut. Shh. Don't get scared. That's cause a judge ordered a man's mouth to be taped shut in court after repeatedly telling him to zip it. Wow, US courts are very crazy, as we already know from the previous episodes. Also, a man was arrested after hopping into an alligator enclosure in Florida. Again, someone from the States. So yeah, people in the States are crazy. And finally, Miami Heat's mascot Bernie was taken to a hospital after being knocked out by MMA fighter Conor McGregor. Okay, so not only Americans, but Irish people are also crazy. But moving to the first news, a judge ordered a man's mouth to be taped shut in court after repeatedly telling him to zip it. Oh, how I wish this was normal. There are so many people whose mouth I'd love to tape up because they constantly just keep yapping. Just talk so much. It's so irritating, my sister. Anyways. So this man was in court for burglary, for robbery, and was just constantly talking. Even while his lawyer was speaking for him about the case, this guy was just constantly talking and talking. And I saw the video. The judge made a lot of attempts to tell him, you know, hey, just keep quiet, you know, let your lawyer speak. And when you have a chance, you can talk everything that you want to speak out to prove your innocence. But this guy just kept talking. And then the judge even told him, hey, listen, if you don't stop talking, eventually I'll tell the cops to gag you. Now, gag you is basically where you tie up the person's mouth so he doesn't talk. Or, I mean, not doesn't talk, but he stops talking. But this guy didn't give a damn about the judge and just kept talking and talking like he was raising a toast at someone's wedding. And the judge just got fed up and asked the cops to tape him up. And they did. But the guy still kept talking. Like, even though the tape was in the mouth, he was like, so yeah, I'm going to talk like this. That tape didn't do anything. The guy continued talking. You guys can go and check out the video on YouTube. It's really funny. But it was a bit too much because he was a grown man. And it felt kind of humiliating. But when someone gives you repeated warnings, you need to kind of adhere to what they are saying. And especially when that's a judge in the court. You're in his courtroom and you know that he can sentence you to, like, in US, he can sentence you to 1,000 years. So you better shut your mouth. And like I've already spoken in the previous episode, US courts are weird. Like in the last episode, the convict just casually walked out after he was sentenced. And US courts have a lot of drama, so much so that they actually have reality shows around it. Shows like Judge Judy, Judge Faith, Judge Mathis, and on and on. And all we have is Aapki Adalat, which is not even like a proper courtroom. It's just a talk show in a courtroom setup. But all the shows that I mentioned above are actually real life court cases that are being shown on TV for entertainment. So USA has some crazy reality shows. And I, as always, went on to research what are the other crazy reality shows all over the world. And starting with an American show, which is called Joe Millionaire. And it's a show where 10 women are trying to win the love of Joe, who is a millionaire. To be honest, they should have just called the show Gold Diggers. Anyways, then we move to Great Britain, where the show is called Worst Driver. And terrible drivers are chosen by viewers and they are forced to compete in challenges in order to earn their driving license back. See, this seems to be a really fun show. Just hope that no one gets injured on the road when they are doing their tasks and stuff. Then you move to Russia. I don't know why I said Russia like a South Indian person. Russia. So, yeah. So, the show is called The Interception. Not a brother of Inception. And in this Russian reality show from the 90s, the players are offered a free car. And they're allowed to leave the premise. But the only catch is that the players or the participants have to evade the Russian police in a car chase for 35 minutes in order to keep it. And then we move back to America, where they have a show called 90 Day Fiancé, where couples where one member is not a US citizen are chosen and given a K-1 visa card before it expires. They must plan and execute their wedding. So these guys have to plan their wedding in 90 days. And then I think they get the visa and something. It's a crazy in love show. But yeah, that's how America is. And then moving back to Great Britain, we have something called Sexy Beasts. So the daters in this British show all wear various animal and monster costumes just so the other person doesn't see their real face and sees their personality. Really weird show. And then moving back to America, there was a show called I Wanna Marry Harry. That's a good rhyme actually. But I Want to Marry Harry, and your Harry is the actual Prince Harry. Yes, so there was a show where girls were made to think that they would end up marrying the British royal, Prince Harry, only to realize that the Harry of the show was an imposter. Later they found out, and I think the last final episodes were never aired. So I was just thinking, like, what kind of a reality show would Indians love to see? Or I think, what kind of a reality show would I direct? So I think a show where all exes were made to live together for 1 month. Call it Big Exes, just like Big Brother. But the catch being that, don't tell any of the contestants that their exes are going to be there on the show, and then that would be really crazy to watch. But talking about crazy to watch, this guy thought that the video he recorded would be crazy enough for his TikTok fans. So a man was arrested after hopping into an alligator enclosure in Florida. So 20-year-old Jacob Purseyful. Purseyful, his name is Purseyful, last name, so funny. So is said to have jumped two fences. He had to cross two fences to get in with the dangerous reptiles, putting not only his own life in danger, which nobody cares about because he's stupid, but also stressing the poor alligators. Why do people do all these stupid things? This guy was doing this only for TikTok. Alligators don't understand TikTok. To be honest, that's going to be the exact sound your bones make when the alligator bites your leg. TikTok. And alligators, as do crocodiles, do something called death roll. No, that's not a dance move that the alligators do as part of the variety evening show at the zoo. They basically bite into something and then roll 5 to 6 times in one direction to break the part of the carcass of that animal. So yeah, that's not a good thing, and that's the reason next time you see an alligator, don't run towards him, just move away. And alligators are fast. The top speed of an alligator is 32 kilometers an hour. Fastest human, Usain Bolt, his top speed is 44.7 kilometers an hour. But normal humans, top speed 28 kilometers an hour. So you don't stand a chance against an alligator unless you are Usain Bolt himself. But how stupid are these people? I have even seen a video of a man entering a lion's enclosure at the zoo, and he was drunk, and it's shocking because he was playing with the lion, and even the lion was shocked. The lion was like, how is this man not scared of me? So forget Red Bull, alcohol gives you wings. It's one of the weirdest videos that I've ever seen. That obviously after the guy getting his mouth taped shut in court. So obviously, I went to research, and lots of other crazy such incidents have happened all over the world. So a girl and her mother jumped into a polar bear enclosure at the Berlin Zoo and swam towards the bears during their feeding time. Luckily they were rescued in time, I don't know why. But so silly. I know polar bears look really cute, but they are the biggest carnivores on the planet. They can smell a seal with 4 feet of ice between them. So who are you? You are like chic kebabs for them. Another silly lady jumped into a tiger enclosure at an Australian zoo just to retrieve her hat. Her hat was more important than her life. Luckily, she came out alive as there was another fence separating the tiger from her, but so dumb. What if the tiger would have, you know, like scraped through, or the door was kind of open, the gate? I have no idea. Totally stupid. So the next time you are at a zoo and you see some... Actually, avoid going to the zoo. Because imagine if you are kept in an enclosure all your life and animals are coming and just seeing you every day till you die. Sad, right? So don't encourage zoos. If you want to see animals in their natural environment, go on safaris. I know that's going to be expensive, but at least, you know, I don't know, I just don't feel zoos is like a good place to keep animals, you know, stuck in a cage. And I don't even like aquariums where there are these small fishes, you know, or even big fishes kept in such a small space. They're supposed to be out there in the sea, or, you know. So yeah, just avoid zoos, and if you want, just watch Animal Planet or National Geographic or Discovery. Father Chris, over and out. Moving on to the third news piece, which is about Miami Heat's mascot, Bernie, a very cute looking Bernie, who has, you know, a basketball as his nose, who was taken to a hospital after being knocked out by MMA fighter Conor McGregor. So you guys can go and check this out on the internet. It was trending the entire day yesterday. So this is just too funny for me. I mean, I know it's not funny for the guy inside the suit, but he's the mascot. And it's a cute, fluffy cartoon character, like I said, you know, there's a basketball on his nose. And these mascots, they tend to do these playful actions. You must have seen, you know, at toy stores and at Disneyland, other places. You know, these guys try to, you know, get into the act and they try to be all playful and all. So obviously, when he saw Conor McGregor, he must have tried to, you know, just have fun and imitate Conor with playful fighting stance and, you know, those playful jabs. But Conor punched him so hard, he fell to the ground, and Conor punched him again, and he was pulled off the court, and people thought it was all part of the act. But later he had to be taken to an emergency room, and seems like Conor just doesn't like mascots. So it makes sense, kind of, because Conor was giving an interview mid-game promoting his product before the mascot came, and the whole crowd kept booing him. So obviously he got irritated, and then that mascot came in front of him, you know, and he started trying to have some fun. But I think the booing was too much, and Conor unleashed his anger on that poor mascot. And yeah, it's a really funny video, please. The reason it's funny now is because that guy is safe now. But yeah, by the way, Conor McGregor was promoting his latest pain relief spray. He was promoting a pain relief spray. And ends up punching a guy who is in total pain. Not the best way to promote a product. What luck he was not promoting a taser or a gun. Anyways, it's so weird because Conor can be seen enjoying that punch as if it is a real UFC fight with Khabib. Unless he thought Khabib was in the mascot suit all along. Luckily, as I told you guys, this mascot, the guy inside the mascot costume, he's out of ER and is now safe. And I'm sure he has left his job. And anyone else who becomes the mascot, not only for the Miami Heat, but also any other team, is definitely going to call in sick the day Conor McGregor is coming to promote his product at that game. That, or I'm sure that the mascot is going to wear like a helmet when going to play with Conor. With that, we come to the end of episode 71 of the Dread Indian Show. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the episode. And what movie do I recommend you guys to watch this week? So, again, I thank that particular Facebook page. I think it's called Box Office something something. And this time, it showed me Brendan Fraser's 2002 romantic comedy. Is it a romantic comedy? Because there's a devil and she doesn't love him, but she teaches him values. Liz Hurley. That's a hot devil. Wow. Anyways, so Bedazzled, which is a remake of a 1967 movie, I think. I want to also watch that. But this one is just, now I understand why Brendan Fraser was, you know, I mean, he won the Oscar recently, but, you know, such a big gap. And you know, now I understood why he was so famous during the early 2000s. George of the Jungle, Mummy Returns, Bedazzled, I think, not 50 First Dates, Blast from the Past. That's another cute movie. Where he kind of is, you know, his parents think that there's a nuclear bomb that has exploded, and his father, which is I think Christopher Walker or Walken, so he puts him the whole family in the bunker, and they come out after like 20 years, and you know there was no nuclear bomb, they just lived in a bunker for like 20-30 years, so he's still living in the 60s. And yeah, very very cute movie, so you can go and check that out as well. But I would suggest you to go and watch Bedazzled, because it's really cool. I'm just halfway through the movie and I'm just really enjoying it. Majorly Brendan Fraser's acting, you know, he has 7 wishes. Okay, go and watch the movie, you will love it. And Blast from the Past, if you also want to go and check that out. And George of the Jungle and The Mummy Returns. Yeah, anything else that I missed of Brendan Fraser? Whale, if you want to go and check a serious movie of his. But yeah, these are the movies that I have for you for the weekend. And go spend time with your friends, chill with them, have fun. And if they are busy, then I have given you 5 movies to watch. So enjoy watching them. Have a great weekend. Take care of your health and keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPLog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review The Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.